Moncrief on News Talk.
A lot of us have difficulty saying no to things. During the pandemic, it was perhaps a bit easier because you didn't have to give refusals face to face. But it's always trickier if you're eyeballing someone who wants you to come to their housewarming or their art exhibition. On the other hand, a survey in the UK found that a lot of people regularly have regrets about saying no because they've missed out on things. News Talk, sorry I'm having a colonoscopy correspondent, Henry McKean, has been assessing the state of no-ness in the country. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And you're right, I'm not very good at saying no. I was asked to do a task
this morning. Oh,
you're
terrible at it.
And I knew it didn't suit. And I didn't even try and get out of it. And I said yes, and I should have said no. And then you kind of get all antsy and you're like, why did I agree to this?
Wound up, yeah.
And like in life, I suppose the item could be called, do you have any regrets? And I suppose my regrets are not going for it with girls in the past that I fancy. Not actually just saying, do you want to go out for a drink? Not having the balls to say it. Not being confident enough.
Well, that's you didn't say yes to yourself then.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't say yes to myself. And yeah, this survey, 2,000 adults found that 39% of them had fallen into a mindset of finding reasons not to do some things rather than identify reasons why they should. And that's kind of me. I met this woman who was good at saying no. Here is Claire.
I think we find it hard to say no.
Why do we find it so hard to say no?
I think we're afraid to upset people. I think we should get better at saying no to things we don't want to do.
So we should say, do you know what? I don't want to go to that wedding and spend
like
1,000
going.
Euro getting there, buying a frock, staying in a hotel, and that person's only basically my neighbour's son or daughter.
Yeah, I think actually we should be saying no to things more. That's what I think, but maybe no. But having said that, I don't regret things I've said yes to. But I do think that actually the problem for a lot of us is saying no.
And why are you so decisive? How do you know when it's the right time to say yes and that's the right time to say no?
I don't know, when you just have to do something. Maybe I'm just getting really boring. I don't want to go out anymore.
So you would have no issue saying to friends I can't make it?
Oh no, I would. I'd have a big issue saying no.
So you would? You would?
Yeah, I'd go anyway.
So you would go just out of courtesy?
Yeah.
And you'd feel you'd
be raging about it.
Oh, and you'd be like, why am I even here?
Yeah, I should have said no. I wish I was in bed.
I was a bit like that
last
week.
Yeah, when can I... How long do I have to do here before I can go?
So, like, I can do, I think,
an hour and a half,
minimum.
Before I have to go.
And it's just because it's almost like work.
Yeah, it's because I'm just getting old and boring, I think. I think if you asked me 10 years ago, I'd probably have a different view. But now I'm like, sleep is so important.
And why
kids are
sleep?
Small, I need to get up the next day.
So you want to sleep to be ready for the young kids?
To be able to cope, to survive with the day. Yeah.
So it's all about that.
Survival.
Survival?
Yeah, survival.
I hope she can say no to the kids as well. She's not wrong, though. Probably a lot of people get that way.
Oh, absolutely.
You just want to go to sleep.
Yeah, it's about...
Go home and watch Netflix.
Getting through the day and getting to bed early because the kids are going to be up at 5 or 6 or they wake up when it's bright.
Yeah.
Mummy, daddy, it's bright outside. It's time to get up.
But we just get set in our ways, though? We get, you know, even like there's loads of excuses to say no.
There really is.
I'm doctor now. I say no to everything.
You do say no to an awful lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. COVID made it that much easier. And COVID is back, by the way, but we won't go into that. But like, COVID has made...
Is it?
I think so.
Somebody told me they were at a kind of conference-y thing and they came out. Now, it was mild COVID, but like it was something like 900 people at this conference.
Yeah.
And so it was, a super spreader event. Remember those?
I remember.
They were all the rage.
No, completely. Yeah. And one of those count centres, which I won't say, it's back, and it's a great excuse to stay at home and say no and watch the Euros, watch every match, even though I understand there's no matches on at the moment tonight. But it's so interesting how a lot of us, you know, we come out of COVID, we're back in the office, but so many of us have decided to say no, and we won't come back. I got to meet people from all different parts of Irish society.
Yeah, I say yes as much as I can.
Are there any times you regret saying no to something and you should have said yes?
Yes, loads of things, yeah.
I'm good at saying no.
So why are you good at saying no? And is there a technique at being able to say no?
No, it's as I have got older. If I don't want to go, I don't go.
So it could be like a party, a gathering, a coffee?
It depends, yes.
So you just say I can't make it?
Yeah.
And what is that technique? I'm the opposite. I feel like I have to say yes to everything.
I used to be like that when I was younger, but not anymore.
So if you don't want to do it, just say
no. I don't do it.
And growing up, is there anything you thought, do you know what, I should have gone on that global trip. I should have perhaps gone out on a date with that guy that I half fancied.
No.
No regrets there?
Not really, no.
There must be some.
There really isn't.
So you were always quite decisive?
More or less, yes.
And advice to people out there that do say yes to everything and perhaps need to be a bit more selective?
If you don't want to go, you say no. Absolutely. I've raised two sons and I would know by their expression if they, when they were younger, they wanted to go somewhere. I knew by their expression they wanted to go, and sometimes I knew they didn't want to go.
And so you didn't push it?
No.
And you think we should live like that, not push ourselves out of our
comfort
zones?
No, it's not pushing you out of your comfort zone. It's, say, when their friends might have been going drinking. One might have liked it, the other didn't. So I would always say no.
So you're a yes lady, you say yes?
Yes, probably yes, yes.
And why? Why do you say yes to most things?
Because I think we miss opportunities if we don't say yes. I'd probably think, well, I should have said yes because I missed an opportunity. Because life is short. Just say yes and just go with it.
So you have FOMO, fear of missing out, if you say no to something. Oh, I should have done it.
That's not really a fear of missing out. I just think you should just grab the bull by the horns and say yes and go for it. Life is short. Just seize the moment. Say yes.
I don't say yes for everything in my life. I think it's right and I say yes. It's not right, I say no.
You said yes to coming to Ireland. You're originally from Burma. Any regrets? You're happy here?
Oh, yeah, I am, yeah. I have no choice, but the other half is Irish.
So you had no choice, you had to.
I have to stay here with him. Unless I go divorce.
Okay, well, she said yes to, obviously, the other half. That's what put that sequence of events in motion. Aideen says, I wanted to be a yes person this year, but my friends all now have children, so they stopped asking me to do things. When you want to say yes, you have to have plans to say yes too. So for any of your listeners, I'm free. Aideen's free. If anyone wants to ask Aideen to say yes to anything, not anything, it's not carte blanche, it's, you know, within the kind of social...
But she'll say yes.
...social sphere, yes. Within reason, obviously.
I think that's...
You know what the difficulty is? People, it's hard to know what it is you want.
Yes.
In the sense that... Like, you could say, I don't want to do that. But then afterwards, people go, it was fantastic. Or you say yes to something and then you go and you go, this is a waste. I could be at home.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Doing something else, you know.
I mentioned that there in that interview. I went out last Saturday night and great company, great food.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have preferred to stay at home. I know that sounds really antisocial, but I would have preferred just, and I perhaps should have said no to it. I should have just stayed at home. Had a few cans, watched the football, went to bed. And maybe that's my age. Maybe you're not as sociable as you used to be. And then you've got to be really picky of when you go out because of the cost. I mean, and I live quite far away from the city.
Yeah.
And a taxi home is 110 euro. And then a babysitter is 50 euro.
Yeah.
So before you even had a drink, you've said a goodbye to
I find that a lot of the time I go... Okay, yeah, I'm going out on Saturday and then I'm going, do I really want to do this? But then I'm glad I did do it.
Well, that's good that you're glad.
Yeah, most of the time.
Most of the time. I mean, and you just, as you said, you are a no person and that's worked in your favour because then you're free. You can actually finally say yes to something that you want to do. Whereas if I've already, I'm sorry, I'm committed that, I've got to do this, I'm not available. But if you have a free diary, you know, that's actually quite refreshing.
But you know, in a work kind of sense, or you know, people write articles about nonsense and go, you know,
yes,
you know, get your five favorite shoes or something, you know,
a listy article.
Mm. And you know, every now and again, I get a text or something, and I always my stock answer is no, it's not for me.
It's a good answer,
And because I think it's vague enough, but I always get the sense they're insulted that I put it like that I'm insulting them and what they're doing.
Well, as long as you didn't say, I'm not being funny, it's not for me. Because when you say that, then they're going to say, you know, this guy is being funny, he's being difficult. No, I think that's okay. It's okay to say no to lists.
I should say no because I just don't want to. You can see my situation there.
I was asking someone to come on the radio to talk about... what was it again? It was, anyway, it was some topic. And he said, oh, that's not like that. That's not really for me.
Yeah.
And I thought that's a perfectly fair enough answer.
Okay, well, that's
good. Because, you know, you can't be a talking head on everything. You know?
Yeah.
You can't, you know, it could have been karaoke and that's
no,
not for you.
But that, that's my response to most things. It's like, you know, I have a day job. I come in, I do, I go home. Mm. You know, what more do you want?
Yeah. I'm done. I'm off.
Especially as most of the other stuff is do it for free. Anyway, so presumably you spoke to an expert about saying.
I did.
An expert, no amateur.
That knows stuff. Here is Leisha Redmond-McGrath, a chartered work and coaching psychologist with some advice.
I think probably what's more important than whether we're saying yes or no is the reason behind why we're saying yes or no. So if, for example, we say yes to a night out and we feel great and we really enjoy the people there, we're more likely to go and have a great time. Similarly, it's great to say no if we don't feel like going, if we, you know, are feeling unwell or we have work the next day. Where we can sometimes get into difficulty is where there's a lack of what we as psychologists call congruence. So what this means is that our inner world and our outer world, what we do or say, don't line up. So let me give you an example. If we say that we're going to go to a party and we do go, but actually, truthfully, we don't want to be there. We're not feeling well. We don't really like the people there. We're uncomfortable. Then we have what's called a lack of congruence. And if we do that over and over again, we can actually kind of erode our own self-trust. And it just ends up being a less comfortable place to be. So I would encourage people to think about the reasons why we're saying yes and no, to be brave, to give things a go, to have a, you know, to have a chance on things, but definitely to tune in to what your own inner wisdom is saying and to go with that.
For me, it's saying yes, but not knowing what's down the line. Says one person, my social battery is limited, so I am selective in what I say yes to. I get really annoyed when I say yes and the activity is kind of shite. I have turned down something that was good in order to do the shite thing. Am I making sense? Yes, absolutely. Crystal clear. Another texter says, your Irish Times colleague Brianna Parkins had a great article and that all you do is look them in the eye stating, it doesn't work for me. Yeah, but you know what? She's Australian.
Yeah,
so it's probably, it. So yeah, you would get away with it because Australians are perceived as more straight talking.
And frank.
So, yeah, whereas Irish people be kind of go, it doesn't, what do you mean it doesn't work for you? Yeah. What's wrong with it?
And we would
what's
be so polite and would say yes and then let them down slowly.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely, Dave, my wedding, a few people let me down that morning and said they couldn't come. And it was slightly annoying because we had to like redo things. And they're probably never going to come. They should have just said, we can't
but
come.
Wait until the day. That's poor
form. And I would have been fine about
it. We will publish a name of those people someday soon. Since when did everyone start moaning about a night out? Like, when did it become such a chore? I never remember my parents giving out like I assume your generation do. It's just the pub. True. I don't know. Maybe this, everybody seems more tired now.
Yeah.
Is my sense.
And it's yes to
no. I don't know why.
We are more tired. And it's very muggy out there too. It's summer. None of us are sleeping properly.
They used to have summer in the olden days.
They did.
They were all out in the bog. And, you know.
Yeah, they were working through the summer.
And then they'd come home and drink a rake of pints in the pub. And
10
then
cold
maybe
ones.
Get in a fight on the way home. You know, they'd loads of energy.
And they'd have change in their pocket.
Saying no. Often when I say yes to invitations, I find that I absolutely resent the lovely people who have kindly invited me and stomp around the event like I'm doing them a favour. What a pain of a guest. Another texter says, one of my favourite lines is, no is a complete sentence. Yes, it is. That's true. That seems perhaps unnecessarily curt. What about travelling and foreigners and that kind of stuff?
Well, yeah, I know. And we mentioned that Australian, a lady journalist, who I think is moving back to Australia. I think I saw a headline. Must read the article.
I think she's gone already.
Oh, she's gone?
Yeah.
No,
I think
hanging
she might
about.
Be. Wow. Yeah, well, I think that article was a few weeks ago.
It was.
If you're still in the country, Brianna, yeah. I apologise. It was my sense that you'd gone already, but maybe not. Anyway, she is going back.
But
yes.
Yeah, I'm a South African, travel. And it's so true. I know growing up, we did a lot of traveling as kids. We were dragged around various different countries. And, you know, I didn't have a choice, but do my parents regret it? Not at all. I got to meet a man who's doing just that here as a South African.
I'm pretty sure I have at some point said no to something I should have said yes to. I've looked back on it. But I think most of the time so that would have been more in my younger years when I was a kid. And I've looked back and thinking I should have said yes, so I should say yes to things more. So in my later years, I generally say yes when I think it's a good idea.
You're from South Africa. You said yes to coming to Ireland. That was a big move.
It was. Well, it was an inevitable one. Is myself and my wife, we always decided we want to go see the world. And Ireland was a great place to do it from.
And you stayed?
Yeah. Well, we've been here 7 years, but we're moving to the UK in 2 weeks.
Oh, you're moving on?
Yeah, because we said yes to a job. So we're like, oh, well, let's go.
So you're a no person in early life, and now it's yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, you got to embrace it.
And will you ever go back to South Africa?
Maybe at retirement age is then when we're not traveling as much. It's just our big reason for moving is it takes 12 hours to get from South Africa to a hub and then go see the world.
So you're going to stay here in Western Europe for the time being anyway?
Well, we might go try the East for a bit, or we might, depending on what happens with America.
Really? So you might go off to, like, when you say the East, you mean like Southeast Asia?
Yeah, so go do Asia, Hong Kong, China, a little bit of that side. If opportunities arise in the States side, we go do that as well.
And then you'll go to America, so you're going to keep on traveling as long as you can?
As long as an opportunity comes across, we'll generally say yes.
And what do you do for a living?
Software developer.
So software developers can go anywhere?
Pretty much.
Or nowhere. You could do it from, I don't know, perhaps a desert somewhere.
Yeah,
there's a good connection.
Yeah, if there's decent internet. So become one of those nomad developers where you just work for anywhere. The world's very open to us.
Nice. Software developer. Mm. Just trotting around the place.
Should have done that job.
Yeah, should have done that job. Now, you see, that's different.
Yeah.
If someone says, you want to go to the pub you've been to a million times before and stare at the face of a friend or who I've seen a million times before. But if someone says, should we go to Southeast Asia for 2 weeks? I'm there. I'm totally there.
Or emigrate there and just live in like some massive sort of villa.
That would be difficult given my current job and having bills to pay and
stuff.
You've
got the internet and you could do the show from there and not tell anyone. It would probably take us a while to notice.
I think given that what happens like nearly every day when someone is on an internet and then it turns into like alien voice, that might be a bit of a difficulty. You should always say yes, says this texter. I got asked to go to a U2 gig in Croke Park a decade ago, had no interest, but said yes because I just came back from a year of travelling and wanted to hang out with my friends. That night ended up being the best of my life. And drinking whiskey with Bono and The Edge at 2 a.m, telling them about my time in Guatemala. Say yes. It's my now party piece story, says this texter, who presumably hasn't fallen in love, got married or had children, given that hanging out with Bono and The Edge was the best night of his life.
So he just went to a gig and then somehow ended up drinking whiskey with Bono.
Yeah.
Until 2 o'clock.
Or maybe he just drank so much whiskey, he thought it was Bono.
Or maybe Bono was on the stage.
Yes. So. The no thing, it irritates me, excuse me, when I've given somebody something, be it a book, etc., and it was accepted, but on leaving the house, it was left on the kitchen table, etc. Instead of saying, it's not for me, thanks. My work colleague is not originally from here and says that Ireland is a guessing culture. The rest of Europe is an asking culture. In other words, we don't ask for what we want and people have to guess. It's so true. Yeah, I suppose that's true to a certain extent that we think probably figure it out.
Very nuanced.
Yeah,
very difficult to know what people actually think.
Yeah, it's TV. It's a million times better than 20 years ago. And sitting rooms are more comfortable. Not going out. That explains why in the olden days people would go to the pub. That's what it is.
TV.
I'm afraid I won't make it. This is the best way to say no. You've thought about it and then you've sent a message so it's not to their face. Also, you're not saying you can't make it, which implies there's a reason you're not giving.
Ooh, so yes. I won't make it. That's actually a good one. Sorry,
you see,
I won't make it.
It could still be, won't make it because I'm going to,
you don't have to give a because.
A friend's bar mitzvah or something,
Give no excuse.
Jerry says, generally, I'm happy enough to agree to going out with friends as long as it doesn't involve an arduous journey. And this is measured not in distance, but in age. I live in Ashburn, and anything involving a bus anywhere further than Phibsborough is classed as an odyssey in my mind. Fair enough, Jerry. Okay. No haggle with that whatsoever. So in people regretting saying yes or saying no, did you come across any people with those kind
of
regrets?
I ended up having this deep and meaningful chat with a lady just in the street, and she opens up about her life, and I start by asking, any regrets?
I think I would have gotten better qualified earlier. I got a degree in my early 20s, but I didn't actually get a qualification that was where I could earn money till my late 20s. So that would be my kind of earlier big regret, just sort of get the studying and the qualification out of the way.
Any other regrets?
Well, I wouldn't have married my first husband because he was a mistake. But the problem is when you're young, you sort of have a tick list about your ideal partner and your ideal situation, but there is no ideal situation. There is no perfect partner. They don't exist. And I've married again, and I understand that, there's, a marriage is something you have to work on constantly, every day. Just even with going out, it's usually the women that make the plans for going somewhere and doing something.
And that's a bit tiring after a while, isn't it?
Well, no, because my husband, he works and he's doing a PhD as well. So I perfectly understand that he doesn't have the energy to organise. I work as well, but it's only part-time. I understand why he doesn't have the energy to even think up of sort of things to do and places to go. He just doesn't have the mental energy. Because when we were both, we have two children, but when we were both working full-time, my brain actually, how would you say it?
It starts to kind of shut down.
Yeah, my brain was actually shutting down when I was working full-time. And it actually helped our marriage because I then better understood where he was in his everyday.
Just so busy.
Yeah, so and exhausted.
Personal life can sometimes take a backseat when that happens.
Yeah, because, well, not all men, but a lot of men feel like, because he does earn the bigger wage, so he sort of feels responsible for making sure that you know, he's doing it right.
I would be a yes person, very much so.
And why are you a yes person? And being a yes person and saying yes to everything, that must be exhausting.
No, it's a positive attitude to life. My only regret is I can't stop time. I'm heading towards 80.
And you're fit as a fiddle.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I wish I was younger. If I could stop time, it'd be super.
And you could be with us for another 20 years?
Well, yeah, if I'm very lucky.
So you can't stop time, you want to. Any regrets in life where you said no or you said yes and it didn't work out?
Oh, loads and loads of small parts of decision making. Nobody ever gets it right all the time. You can't go back and redo it. At one time I sort of thought I might retire at 55.
Fantastic.
But I never did.
And could you have? Did you have enough money in place?
I would probably have to have curtailed my lifestyle. And then that has ramifications or repercussions for the family.
So in your lifestyle, what was the most expensive thing? Was it sailing boats or something?
Oh, no. Nothing as ostentatious as that. Just to have enough that I never wanted for anything, and that if the children ever asked for anything that was reasonable, they could get it.
So you want to be able to continue to give and help?
Yeah.
And you could?
And I could, and I do, and I'm lucky.
And how did you make your money?
Oh, work. Hard work.
Hard work.
Yeah, from 7 in the morning till 7 or 8 at night. And I did that for sort of maybe, I don't know, 20 years. So there was no shortcuts.
Just hard work.
Just hard work. And anybody can, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Paul says, I used to go out every Thursday night for a pint with a group of 6 friends for over 20 years before COVID. When COVID ended, we never went back, never fell out, and now only trade jokes and memes in our WhatsApp group. I think this happened a lot to a lot of people, particularly when getting older.
That's sad,
says Paul. Someone else says, I don't drink whiskey. I've never been to Guatemala. If I met Bono on the Edge, I would know what to talk to them about. But they don't say what that is.
Begrudgery, I'd say.
Maybe it is. Though the person who did have the Bono on the Edge experience says me again, there's a whole story about how we ended up in a pub with Bono that isn't suitable for radio.
Wow.
Dogging again, I'd be sure. Absolutely. That's a recurring theme.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.